Good morning, everybody. Welcome to a song and a Bible reading on this fine Monday morning. I had the heat turned down in the building because it's end of April here in Oklahoma, but it got down to 2 degrees above freezing last night, so it's kind of chilly in here. I also want to apologize for not getting on yesterday for our Sunday edition. Let's just say it's been a busy and a strange weekend. But I'm back, and I'm glad to be back, and I'm glad you're here to spend a few minutes in the Word and with the song. I'm satisfied with just a cottage below, a little silver and a little gold, but in that city where the ransom shine, I want a gold one, that silver line. I've got a mansion just over the hilltop in that bright land where we'll never grow old. And someday yonder we'll never more wander, but walk on streets that are purest gold. I've got a mansion just over the hilltop in that bright land where we'll never grow old. And someday yonder we'll never more wander, but walk on streets that are purest gold. Amen. We have wonderful things to look forward to. And not only that, not just for the distant sweet by and by, but for today. God has given us His grace and His love and His Holy Spirit, so that we can walk in truth and victory today. Amen. Oh, I want to thank everyone that came out to Pam's place in Seneca, Missouri, Saturday night. Yeah, oh, and in Hoffman, Oklahoma, Friday night. Wonderful time there with the folks there at the church. Raised a little money for a roof. And also, like I say, Pam's place at Seneca, Missouri, Saturday night. Oh, what a great time. What a great bunch of people. And then yesterday, oh, that's an entirely different story. Sunday, maybe someday I'll tell you about that. But I better get to our Bible reading. We're moving cattle today from the ranch to the sale barn for the big sale tomorrow. So there's going to be a lot of sorting and moving and chasing and figuring, and better get on to that. But I'm going to take some time, and we're going to read in John 7 today. Lord, we just ask that You would bless this, our day that You've given. Pray that You'd bless the reading of Your word. Bless each and every one of us. Lord, we have our plans. We have the way things that we think things should go. But Lord, we dedicate this day unto You so that You might lead us, that You would give us wisdom where we need it. Give us words. Lord, just bless the reading of Your word. Just let it kindle something inside of us, Lord, that we'd be drawn closer to You. In Jesus' name, amen. A little closer. After these things, Jesus walked in Galilee, for He would not walk in Jewry, because the Jews sought to kill Him. Now the Jews' feast of Tabernacle was at hand. His brethren therefore said unto Him, Depart thence, and go into Judea, that thy disciples also may see the works that thou doest. For there is no man that doeth anything in secret, and he himself seeketh to be known openly. If thou do these things, show thyself to the world. For neither did his brethren believe in Him. Then Jesus said unto them, My time is not yet come, but your time is always ready. The world cannot hate you, but it hateth me, because I testify of it, that the works thereof are evil. Go ye up unto the feast. I go not up yet unto the feast, for my time is not yet come. When he had said these words unto them, he abode still in Galilee. But when his brethren were gone up, then went he also up unto the feast, not openly, but as it were in secret. Then the Jews sought him at the feast and said, Where is he? And there was much murmuring among the people concerning him. For some said, He is a good man. Others said, Nay, but he deceiveth the people. Howbeit, no man spake openly of him for fear of the Jews. Now, about the midst of the feast, Jesus went up into the temple and taught. And the Jews marveled, saying, How knoweth this man letters, having never learned? Jesus said unto them, My doctrine is not mine, but him that sent me. If any man will do his will, he shall know of the doctrine, whether it be of God or whether I speak of myself. He that speaketh of himself seeketh his own glory, but he that seeketh his glory that sent him, the same is true, and no unrighteousness is in him. Did not Moses give you the law, and yet none of you keepeth it? The law? Why go ye about to kill me? The people answered and said, Thou hast a devil. Who goeth about to kill thee? Jesus answered and said unto them, I have done one work, and ye all marvel. Moses therefore gave unto you circumcision, not because it is of Moses, but of the fathers. And ye on the Sabbath day circumcise a man. If a man on the Sabbath day receive circumcision, that the law of Moses should not be broken, are ye angry at me because I have made a man every whit whole on the Sabbath day? Judge not according to the appearance, but judge righteous judgment. Then said some of them of Jerusalem, Is this not he whom they seek to kill? But lo, he speaketh boldly, and they say nothing unto him. Do the rulers know indeed that this is the very Christ? Howbeit, we know this man whence he is, but when Christ cometh, no man knoweth whence he is. Then cried Jesus in the temple as he taught, saying, You both know me, and ye know whence I am, and I am not come of myself, but he that sent me is true, whom ye know not. But I know him, for I am from him, and he hath sent me. And they sought to take him, but no man laid hands on him, because his hour was not yet. And many of the people believed on him, and said, When Christ cometh, will he do more miracles than these which this man has done? Wonderful. I think I'll just leave it there. Well, thank you so much. I do hope, I'd ask that you pray for us in the next couple days. It's a big day, especially for Christina's mom and dad. They're going to be selling a lot of cattle, and we're hoping for God's grace and mercy and leading on the whole thing. And so we'd appreciate it. And a lot of work to get it all set up. So we covet your prayers on that. And we'll continue to pray for each and every one of you that have asked for prayer as well. And we're going to look for God's work done in each situation. So thank you so much. I think I'm going to sign off. Lord willing, we'll see you tomorrow. Tomorrow's the day of the sale, but I'll try and get on early enough and finish chapter 7. So have a wonderful day.